your health matters to us. It's a terrible thing to lose. Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
Well, you know, as parents, we spend a lot of time trying to encourage our kids to eat healthily. Sometimes we win, but very often we lose. But if we take into consideration the research of Lynn Moore, who's the Associate Professor of Medicine at the Boston University School of Medicine, we need to achieve the win-win much more, because she'll tell me that encouraging our kids to enjoy fruits and veggies and dairy will have vast improvements in their way of life later on. Welcome to the program, Lynn. You've done a lot of research over quite some time. What are the key elements of the research with respect to fruit, veggies and dairy with our little ones?
Well, what we did was we followed a group of children from the time they were in preschool into adolescence, and we looked at their dietary habits and looked at how much body fat they developed at the end, etc. And basically what we found was that children from the very earliest ages, from when they were 3 to 5 or 6 years of age, those who were consuming more dairy products and more fruits and vegetables ended up to be much leaner in adolescence. I think if we got back to basics, that we would all be in much better shape. But things have changed a lot with people and their very busy lifestyles and everything that's been happening that makes it very difficult for parents and families to achieve these things. But I think we've got to start to be more creative about how we can incorporate these kind of changes into our daily lives. You know, it's all about a balance. Diet. We used to know how to do that. And I remember learning when you looked at your dinner on the plate, it needed to have food of different colors that reflected the different food groups.
Yes.
We learned about the food groups and we knew that we had to eat some in each of the food groups. And so I think that we've got to get back to these basic messages and away from quite so much of the prepared and processed foods.
I always say when I'm talking on this program that your best friend should be your greengrocer. You should go down to your greengrocer, have a really good look around and select the fruit and veggies that are interesting and have variety and look really colourful. And your second best friend should be the person who sells your dairy.
That's absolutely right. And the thing that I would say again is that we need to be more creative. We need to involve children in the process of preparing foods, because we know that when they are involved in it and the foods that they're involved in preparing, they're more likely to eat. So it's one of the key strategies for getting children involved in eating fruits and vegetables. And for dairy, we can, you know, make it part of a healthy lifestyle as well, so that when the kids come home from school and want to have their snack, that you can be sort of creative about the things that you can put together that are options and get kids involved in helping to prepare this so that it's something for the family, so that it's fun, it's a family activity, and get them to try new things. And, you know, if we approach it, I think, in this way, then we have more of a chance of actually getting children to adopt these lifestyle changes. And for them, I mean, it's not even a matter of thinking about it as a lifestyle change. It's just what they're learning to do.
It's just enjoying the food that we're presenting and keeping it fresh as possible. Professor Lynn Moore, thank you so much for joining me on this program. It's really encouraging to hear what you're saying, because we in Australia are well and truly into that battle against obesity and high blood pressure, and it's our kids that we have to look out for. So thank you so much, Lynn.
For more information on Professor Lynn Moore's Fatness in Children study, log on to the American Journal of Epidemiology at aje.oxfordjournals.org and type the words Framingham Moore into the search box. With thanks to Dairy Australia, sponsors of this week's Health Matters program, log on at dairyaustralia.com.au. And up next, will this groundbreaking research keep Aussie kids slim and healthy? It sure will.